Hi, good afternoon. Hi, I'm Dom.
I am Jamie.
Welcome back to the Cutting Room Floor. If you guys celebrate the day, happy Easter to you. I know not everyone does, and that's okay. You know, you're free to be who you want. But we thought, in honor of the day, we'll review an Eastery film. So Jamie here came up with the bright idea of, was it 2023?
Well, that's when it came out, yeah. But it was released because of like award season, but it was released everywhere like early 2024.
That's right.
But because of like award season, it was probably like limited release.
Yeah.
And probably like December, maybe 2023.
So 2023 then. We'll give it the year.
Yeah.
People saw it. 2023, Book of Clarence. Directed by a dude, I don't remember his name.
James Samuels.
Yeah, he does music videos, right?
Yeah, but he also did The Harder They Fall.
Oh, he did that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good film.
Yeah.
I knew he did music videos. You can tell by the way he directs his movies.
And the music in the film.
Yeah, the music in the film was good.
Yeah.
A couple scenes, you definitely see that.
Like when they're dancing.
The dance scene.
That is one of my favorite
scenes. That's one of the best scenes, definitely.
Yeah.
That was one of the best scenes. We'll get into it.
Yeah,
so let's
get
into some sass. Okay. All right, so
we're probably the only people who love this movie.
Yeah, I mean, like, people.
You mean for the show.
Yeah, people were, I guess they didn't like it. But, you know, that's not true, actually. I've talked to a lot of older black women
about
this fucking movie.
Because it's like, well, one, Lakeith Stanfield is easy on the eyes.
Well, yeah, I'm sure the ladies like him.
Yeah, actually, like, I hate to sound strange, but every dude in this film is decent looking.
Wasn't too many, you know, uggos.
Yeah, not at all. And the women are decent looking, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's and look, you have Benedict Cumberbatch.
Dude.
You have James McAvoy doing his best Russell Crowe.
Yo, he is literally being Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
I love James McAvoy.
He was great. And those two characters, just like in the short time they're in there,
Make an impact.
Yeah, they're almost as good as Clarence.
Because
Keith Stanfield is amazing in this film.
He kills it.
His film, definitely.
This movie lives and dies on his performance.
Yes.
It does. He brought it. But I guess we didn't like it.
I'm sorry, you said older.
Yeah, older black chicks love this movie, bro. I talked to this older black lady. She was like, I've been trying to get my daughters to watch this movie.
That's right, you did say that.
And I'm like, oh, what movie? She was like, probably haven't seen the Book of Clarence. I was like, oh, I've seen that. She's like, you have? She's like, yes, I have. I was like, man, I'm going to watch a lot of stuff. I was like, hey, Tell Your Girls is good. I was like, listen, it's definitely, if you wanted to introduce your kids to Jesus or religion or whatever, this is a good film for young people.
It's a good gateway
film. Yes, it's a good gateway film.
Yes.
It's got stuff young kids like in it. You know what I mean? They're very human in this. This doesn't feel like they feel like regular people just back in the day.
And that's one of the things that I realized watching it this time, because this might be the fourth or fifth time I've seen it, but I haven't seen it since last year because I was obsessed with it when I first watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized what this film does is it puts Clarence is a surrogate for like the viewer, and it puts you as the viewer through everything with him.
Yeah, it does.
And I don't want to say too much until we get to it, but you know what I mean.
Because this movie,
we're going to spoil this movie.
We're going to spoil the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, listen, if you've been watching it, you know we spoil every film.
Except for
brand new shit.
If we're right out of the theater, that's it.
But other than that, you know,
and that's
anything
why,
that's a year old, it's one.
And that's why they like and subscribe.
Yeah. And make sure you do that. So,
yes.
But this movie, people didn't like it. And I had a lot of theories on why.
I text you my theory.
And I agree with it. There's a lot of reasons why people might not like this movie. But Rotten Tomatoes, 66. So it is fresh, but barely.
Wait, is it 66.6%?
That'd be funny if it was.
Yeah, because, you know, that might be why.
Right? That's funny. And by the way, guys, this is on Netflix right now, so it's easily accessible. I don't know why you would watch this video if you haven't seen the movie.
Yes.
But if you are,
Lifeless.
Because some people like movies spoiled, oddly. Some people are like, well, I'm going to watch it, but just tell them what happens. Why? But whatever.
And believe it or not, I rewatched it on Netflix this time with subtitles.
I did too.
And I love the subtitles because of the accents that some of the actors have. And it actually explains the one scene where Clarence is talking to Varinia. And he's like, I love how you say my name with two syllables. But if you watch the subtitles, everyone's like, Clarence. Like C-L-A-A-N-C-E. Mm-hmm. They don't say Clarence.
Yep. Clarence.
And I didn't hear that every other time I watch it until I read the subtitles.
Yeah, I'm a subber, bro. You know, I watch everything, if possible, with the subtitles. If I can, I can't, but... Ah, the sub is always on for me.
And I have to say, there's too many quotes in this film.
There's a lot. I got some.
That's good because I was trying.
There was so many. There was a lot. I was like, I'm going to have to skip that one.
Yeah, I know.
There's a lot.
And they're mostly from Clarence.
Yeah, a lot of them are from Clarence. A lot of them from some other people too, but most of them are from Clarence.
Yes.
I was like, ugh.
It was. This is a tough one because you could quote the entire film and it would all be gold. Because
it's like, it does have a lot of... words of wisdom.
Yes, yes.
So IMDb,
yes.
5.6. Not that great. Letterboxd, 3.1. So that's not terrible.
So like Movie Files probably like it.
They like it a little more than probably the critics did. I mean, because Cinephiles, I think they can eliminate some of the biases that some other people might have had watching this movie.
Well, I realized too, watching it this time, and we'll talk about it when we're talking about it, but this film isn't necessarily about just what it seems like it's obviously about.
No, not at all. It's about
like everything from that point on to now. Yeah.
That's the main thing I picked up. I was like, yo, this movie is saying a lot about today.
Especially with Clarence's mom.
Yes. This movie's got some very current social commentary to it that I did not catch the first time I watched it. I mean, I caught a little bit, but not like I did this time. That's why it's great to watch movies twice, because you're so focused on the main story when you watch it the first time.
Yeah.
You watch it again, you know what's going to happen, so you can look at
other little things
and pick up on stuff.
Yeah.
So those are the stats. So let's get into it.
All right. The Book of Clarence.
Book of Clarence. You want to start them off?
I guess so. 33 AD, it's a Sunday.
Yes, it is.
And it starts off with a chariot race.
Yes, very exciting.
Between Mary Magdalene, our boy Clarence.
Played by Teyana Taylor, who is, have you seen her body, dude?
No, she was all wrapped up in the movie.
Bro, all right, you talk and I'm going to show you her body.
So it's between Mary Magdalene, our boy Clarence, and his boy Elijah. Mm-hmm. And actually, you find out...
Love Elijah, by the way.
Elijah is one of the best characters.
He's one of the best characters.
Yes.
And he plays Earl and the Dying Girl.
Yeah.
Incredible actor. Very underrated. Would like to see him in more stuff. Anyway, sorry.
Elijah, as I was watching this time around, like, he is so good, and it's all background stuff. Like when John the Baptist...
When he's sitting there smoking, that shit, I was cracking up at that part, yo.
Yeah, because Elijah and Clarence are essentially potheads.
Yes, they're stoners.
So they're basically Smokey from Friday, if Smokey was two people.
Yes.
And their besties, hey now.
Yeah, bro.
So.
Yeah, she's no joke.
So it starts off, actually, they almost run over Benjamin.
Yep.
This beggar in the street that is so encrusted with dirt and grime that he looks black.
He does.
Because that's how it starts. It starts out with him asking if they could spare anything so he can get like food or whatever. And then he's like, because it's like the horses
and
chariots.
And chariots.
Yeah, they're like, Benjamin, get out of the way.
Knocking people over.
Yeah. And that's how it starts. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It starts off.
I mean, that is pretty much okay.
Yeah.
You see they give you a little preview.
Yeah, yeah.
Spoiler. But it really starts off
at
the race.
Yeah, yeah. The story. So in a way, it's like Igby goes down.
It is. It is like Igby goes down. Actually, what we just covered.
Yeah,
it's
last
out
week.
Now go watch it if you guys. I know you love Kieran Culkin, so watch that.
And so it starts off the actual story to get to where the very beginning is, starts off with the chariot race. They almost run over Benjamin. Benjamin is an important character.
Yes.
They keep running into him throughout the film.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up going into the gypsy territory in their race, and the gypsies shoot darts at him. Mary is okay because she knew to duck.
Yep.
And Elijah and Clarence get hit by the darts and get like fucked up.
Yeah, fucked up, man.
And they crash the chariot.
They crash the chariot, fuck everything.
And it's not their chariot. They're not their horses. It's not
their horses, nope.
They planned on winning because they were going to be rich for at least 3 days.
Yep. Because they have a live in the moment mentality.
They do, yes.
Like, listen, bro, we win this now, we're good. Like you said, for probably three fucking
days. I think that's what they say in the movie. Yeah, that's like, or that's what Clarence
said.
Because
that
Elijah's like, we're going to be rich. And Clarence's like, for at least 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. And now that they lost, they're indebted to
Jedediah the Terrible. The Terrible, yeah. Who is the brother.
He's a great character, actually.
He is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially, yeah, he is,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really redeems himself.
Yes, he does.
He's the brother of the woman that Clarence is in love with.
Yes.
So he's in debt to him because all the little gypsy kids led by Cabbage.
Yeah, Cabbage.
The Cabbage who, like, oh, my God, at the end, even he's, dude, everyone at the end.
Everybody.
It kills me.
Yeah.
It kills me.
There's a couple scenes where, like, these actors really shine. I was like, woo.
Like, I'm not sure whose peak season it is because of Omar Sy.
Dude,
how as Barabbas.
Yeah, he's incredible. He was my personal favorite character.
Yeah.
I couldn't say this is his peak season, though, because he's in this French movie called The Untouchables.
You talked about it before, yeah.
And that's got to be his peak season because he's like, it's his movie.
I don't know. I told you before, he was Bishop in X-Men Days of Future Past.
He's
that's definitely not his peak season.
Yeah, he's in a lot of shit, actually, bro. He's a lot of film credits.
The sad thing is they had a great actor playing a great character and they underused him.
They did. Yeah. He was awesome, bro. Oh. Anyway,
but yeah, as Barabbas, he's incredible. So they go and talk to Jedediah and tell him, you know, hey, we lost.
We lost. But we still got 29 days.
Yeah. 29 days and 22 hours before I kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Or before I crucify you. But before that, I'm going to get really evil.
Yep.
Wait, isn't that...
You can tell Jedediah is, like, kind of fucking with him.
Yes,
like, because you know he doesn't actually want to hurt him.
No.
It's like game 38.
Yes.
It's a long deadline to get the money. He knows they sell weed.
Yeah, so they should have enough time, you would think.
Yeah, if they're not stupid, but they're, like you said, they're smoky in one.
Yeah, they are. They are, yeah. So they're not thinking, like, okay, so they leave, and that's a great scene, because they're leaving Jedediah's harem, and one of his henchmen, I don't know if it's Samson or Goliath, is like, you know, get out, and he's like,
we're leaving.
We're
already leaving. Yeah. They're walking right in front of the door.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. It's like little shit like that, but I just love in this movie.
Funny. That's what I was like. They definitely made it funny, too.
Like, after the chariot race, like, Elijah asks Mary Magdalene if she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Clarence is like, I'm the one.
Well, Elijah clearly wants to fuck Mary
Magdalene. Oh, yeah, because he even says at one point, like maybe I can get her in my tent.
Like, clearly wants to fuck, and I don't blame him at all.
Yeah. So, it's after that, is that when Clarence goes home and we meet
his
mom?
Yeah, he goes home and talks to his mom.
Yeah, he talks to his mom, and his mom is trying to help him find a wife.
Yeah.
Like, get a life.
Yeah, really. And the one important thing is to cope with the decisions his brother made.
Yes.
Because his brother, twin brother.
Okay, one of the most brilliant things about this film that I love to death. So, my middle name is Thomas.
Okay.
So.
Never knew that. Jamie Thomas?
James Thomas Hudson Jr. I'm so Catholic, it's ridiculous.
So, Jamie Thomas is one of the best pro skaters of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'll have to show you.
Okay.
He's a beast. Man. Wow. All right. I didn't know that. Cool. JTH.
Yay. Yeah. JTH. Yeah.
A little J at that.
Yeah. So, I was in fourth grade, and I was in Catholic school, and for All Saints Day. I picked St. Thomas.
Okay.
So, because he was the doubting one. And I did a little bit of research, and I remember finding out that it comes from the Greek word didymus, which means twin. So as soon as I saw this film and they're like, he is Thomas's twin brother, I was like, James Samuels is fucking brilliant.
Hey.
Yeah, because Thomas means twin.
Thomas means twin. He did. He clearly... This had to be a passion project.
Yeah,
this isn't a film you just... You don't do this for your second film.
Yeah, and it's like, you don't, like... Do this kind of thing if you don't know the source material.
Yeah, this was definitely a passion.
Yeah, so it's
new as shit.
So it's definitely not sacrilegious, and I think a lot of people went into it or avoided it because they thought it was.
It is not at all.
No,
not at all.
It might seem like it in a lot of areas, but then like the last third,
it's very pro. Around. I think it's very pro religion.
Yeah, it is.
I would say it's very pro.
So yeah, because his twin brother, Clarence's twin brother Thomas. Is the Apostle Thomas. Oh, that's right. Before he goes home, they see the apostles.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That I didn't know if they went and saw him before.
Yeah, no, yeah. Okay. They did see him because they're walking through the town.
And they fuck with him. That's a funny-ass scene, too.
Yeah, it is.
And Thomas is hilarious because he obviously is Lakeith playing dual roles. So, obviously, yes, they look alike. But one is an afro and one has a
friend. So,
that's how you tell apart.
Yes. And Clarence usually has, like, the gold thing.
Yeah, he gets the gold things on his dreads. Thomas is afro. So Thomas is, I guess, maybe the more natural.
Yes.
Because they're one supposed to symbolize like faith and morals and ethics, and the other supposed to symbolize like greed and gluttony and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're right. Because Clarence, when they see them, Elijah's like, you know, my God, and he's like, no, God doesn't exist.
Yeah. And it's funny because
but they do.
Yes, but as we go on, we see on the surface it seems like one's better than the other. We find out it's actually very reverse. And not to say Thomas was a bad guy or anything, but he had very, very selfish intentions. And it's not that he wasn't following a good cause, if that's what you believe in. But I agree with Clarence. You don't leave your mother behind while she's sick.
Yeah, it's almost like
she has no one but him.
What I've noticed in life in general is the people that have to tell you they're Christian don't lead a Christian
life.
They
don't do the Christian shit.
But, but like Clarence, who didn't believe in anything, ended up leading a more Christian life than even his apostle brother.
Yep.
And it's kind of crazy when you see it that way. But he wasn't like, you know, hey, I'm a Jesus freak, everybody.
Yeah, no, he was not.
But,
no.
There are a couple scenes, I think, before he gets to his mom. And the other one is he and Elijah get stopped by Roman centurions.
Oh, yeah. And they get questioned about their papers.
Because they fit the profile.
They're like, you two fit the description. I was like, okay, it's very modern.
And Clarence is like, we have two different profiles.
Yeah.
How do we fit? Can we see the picture of this guy? And it's that Egyptian.
It was fucking hilarious. You guys fit the description. And they're like, all right, we go. Essentially, it was, hey guys, I'm Officer Whoever.
Yes.
You boys fit the description. You got license and registration on you.
And it's important to point out the Romans, the centurions, they're all white and they're all British.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's on purpose.
Probably.
So I'll probably go into my theories later.
We can theory out later.
I think that was a
modern choice he made there. Yes.
I believe so. Yes. And so then Clarence goes to his mom and they talk a little bit and she wants him to branch out and to be...
Just grow up, essentially.
Yeah, because she believes, much like Verinia, when she talks to his mom later, she believes he doesn't see his potential, is the best way to say it.
Yep. And he doesn't. Absolutely doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Because he does things throughout the film before he does start to see his potential that show you he is a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a nice dude.
But he does little things that show you that he's also terrible.
He's also a little fucker.
Because when he and Elijah are, after they get robbed by the gypsies.
Oh, they go to sell the weed to the dude?
Well, like, as they're walking through the town, they pass Benjamin.
Yep.
And he steals Benjamin's
robe. Oh, yeah. I forgot
robe.
He did that. Yeah.
He
steals his robe. And he ripped that guy off with the weed. He's like, if I knew somebody else to buy from, I would. but you don't.
Yeah, that's right.
Holy shit. But,
oh, yeah, and they do smoke, don't they?
They smoke a lot.
Oh yeah, but that's the part where they're floating.
Oh, yeah, yeah. After all that, that's when they go to, it looks like essentially like a hookah lounge.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah,
and they're literally getting high.
They got high as fuck. They were floating.
Yeah.
And that's when he comes up with the idea that he wants to be the 13th apostle.
13th apostle, yes. Yes, and that's when he goes to where the apostles are, mm-hmm. and everybody laughs at him.
They laugh him off.
Yeah.
The little, I don't remember his fucking name, little asshole traitory one.
Judas.
Judas, that's right.
Who has those beads, and it's so brilliant. Because every time he does it, they have that snake noise.
Yep, mm-hmm. Because he's a snake.
Yes. God, I just love these choices.
I didn't connect that foreshadowing. That's pretty good.
This movie is actually so fucking brilliant.
I definitely, on the second watch, I was like, okay, there is some brilliance here I didn't recognize the first time. Because I liked it the first time, but I was like, the second time, I was like, even better. Because I even hit my mom. I was like, Mom, did you watch this yet? She was like, no, it's been on my list. I'm like, watch it before Sunday. And she was like, okay. I was like, or watch it on Sunday while you're eating or whatever.
Yeah.
So
or even tomorrow. Tomorrow's Good Friday. Good
Friday, yeah. So yeah. I was like, she can do that. But yeah, so that's when they get there. They laugh them off and they give them a challenge.
So Judas is like, if you want to be an apostle, go free all the gladiators held by...
What's his name, Asher?
It is Asher. Asher. And... it's that dude who plays Mbega in Strange New Worlds. He's a good actor.
Yeah, he's in a bunch of shit. He was in Dune 1. He's the guy Chalamet kills at the end.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep. And he was also in The Defenders, which was like Daredevil season like 2.5 before Daredevil season 3 on Netflix. Mm. He was in that too.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
He's good. I'm like, he's been in some little shit. He's getting more out there.
I've never seen him bad in anything seen him in.
No.
So he plays this guy who has all these gladiators that are his slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And Clarence goes and tries to free them.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, do you know how much this is going to cost?
Yeah, he's like, you ain't freeing my slave, no.
But if you fight Barabbas the Immortal,
the best one I have,
he'll be free. You can have him.
You know.
And...
It's one of the coolest little fight scenes
I've
ever seen. Because you expect Clarence to get his ass whipped. When you see Barabbas, you're like,
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, that guy.
Especially when he's wearing that mask.
Huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to be like 6'4", 260. Like, that guy's huge, bro. And like, he's probably like 6 foot, like 170. He's skinny. Like, you know,
yes,
like,
yeah.
So I'm like, They get the fight, and then the Keith, he hits him once, and he's like, oh, it's gonna be easy.
Oh yeah, unprovoked. Yep. You hit me unprovoked.
Yep.
Or you strike me unprovoked. I forget what he said.
It's something like that.
Because Barabbas is very proper.
He is.
And I love how anyway, I think it's after that scene. He says something that's hilarious.
We get there.
Yeah, so they fight, and Barabbas has broke Clarence's sword. He has him on the ground. He's going to throw a net over him. So Clarence blinds him from the sun on the sword. And then the net lands on nothing. And so
he tries to stab him, but he stabs the net.
And he like...
And Clarence slides up
over his back and...
Puts the knife to his throat and he's like, I got you.
Yeah.
I bested you.
Yeah.
And of course, Asher doesn't want to give up Barabbas.
No.
He's like, my best one. Fuck you.
Yeah. And Barabbas is like,
aren't you a man of your word?
But before that, when Clarence has the knife to him, Barabbas says something to him. And Clarence is like, and you're free.
Yep. He's like, you've won. I think he said you've won or some basically saying you've won.
You bested me. I think that is what he said. Yeah. I think that is what he said. Yeah.
He's like, you're free.
And you're free.
Yep.
And I was like, wow, that's really powerful.
Yeah.
And you're right. Asher doesn't want to give him up. But then, aren't you a man of your word? So then he lets him free because Clarence is like, I came for all these guys, not just one.
Not just one, yeah.
But he settles for Barabbas because he's the best one. And then Barabbas is in his debt.
Yeah. He's like, yo, you freed me.
Yeah, you're a king.
And they become like, maybe get tight, the three of them.
Yeah.
Like,
they even get, Zeke, and though.
Zeke, yeah, Zeke too.
Zeke peripherally.
He's kind of chauffeuring, but like,
yeah.
They all get pretty tight. Like, Barabbas becomes a brother yeah. fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because once he gets the idea, Barabbas is instrumental.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so is Elijah.
Oh, he's yeah. the main one. Yeah. He's like,
Elijah. You all right?
You all right? You good? Hey, can you heal me? Sorry, only one miracle a day. Oh my god, that's exactly what I told. I was like, if anybody asked me to do it to them, I'm like, I only got enough juice for once a day. I'll be back sometime though.
Yeah,
it's funny. So
yeah, yes, yeah. So and then they're. They're in there in Zeke's ride,
yeah.
in his whip.
Yep, in his whip.
And,
literally.
And they're talking, and that's when he gets the idea.
Yep, he gets the idea that he's going to perform miracles and get money.
He goes to talk to
Mary
and Joseph yep. first, yes, yep. to Jesus' parents.
That's
because,
a funny scene.
Yeah, because he wants to know. I was just... Being a virgin, doing virgin
shit. Yeah, yeah. That's what I was like, bro. That part is minding my virgin business.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Minding my virgin business. And he's like, yeah, you virgin. She's
yeah.
like, how dare you?
Yeah, she smacks the hell out of
him. Yeah, she slapped that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Dude, Alfred Woodard's like, she's got to be like pushing 70, bro. She looks great
yeah.
still.
Yeah, she looks fantastic.
I'm like, bro, she was like playing moms and like, the 90s. I'm like,
she was in some seasons of Desperate Housewives like 20 years ago.
Oh, was she?
Yeah,
she's good. But yeah, so she visits them, and he's basically like, "Yo, so can you just tell me how he does like
his tricks?" Yeah,
his tricks.
They're like, what tricks?
Not tricks.
And then, and she explains he's always been special. Jesus,
yep, Jesus
has always been special, and Joseph wasn't always cool.
He wasn't always.
He's like, so you were always cool with it? No.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
So he's basically like, all right, fine. Good talking to you. But fuck you. I'm just going to fake it then.
Yes. Yeah. So, and that's when he starts practicing.
Yep.
And he gets Barabbas and Elijah to be his plants.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they make a shit ton of money going yes. through these little villages.
Yeah.
And essentially doing... circus performance.
Yeah, that's really what
that's
it is.
That's really what it is. It's here's yeah. my dancing monkey, here's my hat, put money in it.
Yeah, it's like early P.T. Barnum.
Yeah, that's what it is. Travel to a town, put on a show, people tip you, and that's how you got paid.
Yeah.
So it's nothing you haven't seen in any
shekels
movie.
Upon shekels, yep,
shekels upon shekels.
Shekels.
Dude, they were getting breaded out. Like,
yeah.
Dude, he was like, you got over like 1,000 shekels, Clarence. Like, man, he said you could buy your mom a house.
Yeah, because that's what he told his mom.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to give you a place bigger than this.
Yeah.
I want you to be able to do what you want.
And his mom, Mary John Baptiste, she's a great actress, too. She's done a lot of, I don't know if you ever heard of the British director, Mike Lee. She's done a lot of his movies, mm-hmm. and they work really well together.
I've seen her on TV before.
She's good. She's in a movie that came out last year called Hard Truths, and people want her to get an Oscar nom for it. She was fantastic in it. I was like, this woman, she's a beast, but she didn't care about none of that shit. She just wanted him to do something with himself
yes,
and be happy.
Yeah.
And all kids like that, they come from a bad background. I'm not saying he came from a bad background. They have no money, though.
Poor.
Yeah, they was poor.
Yeah,
like, because
yeah.
you know, it seemed pretty safe back then. You know, that's because crack wasn't around yet.
Yeah, that's true.
So
just,
I'm dead ass.
Just, what is it? Laguna weed or whatever you call
yeah.
it?
Yep, so they're just
yeah.
smoking trees.
Yeah, that's all.
So they're chilling. So crime wasn't like... crime yet, you know,
because yeah.
like, when crack came around, that's when the black community got fucked for real.
Yeah. But I'm not going to say the government did that.
Yeah, I won't say it. They didn't. You know?
Yeah.
But Clarence is like, yeah, dude. He's like, yo, you can buy a house. He's like, you can buy horses. You can buy whatever, dude. And he's like, He's like, you can maybe share some with your boys. Yeah. I definitely break them
and,
off.
And I think that's when he said under his breath, I could get Mary in my tent.
I could get Mary in my tent.
Yeah,
yep. Because he had the money. He had the bread. Yep.
Yes.
Because I'm like, I would if I got 1,000 shekels, I'd be like, bro, I'm going to give each of y'all at least 150.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll help.
But what does Clarence do?
Clarence does something better. Clarence goes back to Asher. Throws him all the fucking money. Don't even count it out. Because he could have made him an offer.
Yeah.
He could have been like, yo, I got 500 for you. Like, let's get 500. Might have bought almost all of them.
Yeah, if not all of them, not plus all interest. Them.
Yeah, plus. And, but he didn't care about the money. The whole point was, you know, I made this money. And I think he felt bad that he took from the people.
Yeah.
Because in that time of fame, oh, we forgot to mention this. In that time of fame, he runs into Tommy again, and Tommy makes him feel like shit for what he's doing.
Oh, yeah. And for my final trick, I'm going to make this
guy disappear. Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And he's basically like, I'm sick of you, Tommy.
Yeah.
And
yeah, didn't you say you didn't want to see me again?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And I'm sorry. I don't blame Clarence at all for how he feels about Tommy. All Tommy does is pass judgment and run away from him.
Yeah.
I'm like, you run away from me, you run away from your mother. It seems like you don't live that far, but you don't come visit mom ever.
And like, I think it shows a side of the Gospels from the New Testament that we don't think about it. Because it's like, you know, we know, as much as I love to say as a joke that Jesus was a fisher of men, because that just sounds dirty. Because think about what worm he would have used. Even though I say that as a joke, like, it does say all these guys left their families. Mm-hmm. Some of them were married, had kids. Mm-hmm. So I also like the fact that it's showing like a real world example of who gets left behind when something like that happens.
Yep. I'm like, it's just, it, like I said, it represented a lot in not only a biblical sense, but in just a real life sense.
Yeah.
You've seen people abandon their families in real life for one thing or another. Like there's guys who have that military runaway. Oh, I hate being home. I'm just going to go re-enlist.
Oh, yeah.
And go back and go back. Well, your wife and kids are sitting there fucking dying while you're doing
over there
military
killing.
Shit. Yeah.
They're dying over here. You're killing
and
over saying, there.
And that's cool, bro. We need you. You know what I mean? We need you. We appreciate you. But, I mean, so does your family.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, let's keep it real. You're a number to them. You're everything to them.
Yeah.
To the family.
Because the people that are ordering you to do that won't do it themselves.
Hell no. You're expendable.
Yeah.
So your family, you're everything. So
yeah.
I don't know. It just depends on where your priorities lie.
Yeah.
And I think it showed that a lot.
And I guess whatever you feel the most value in.
Yeah, I mean,
that makes sense. Like,
and some people feel like, well, I'm not that great of a dad or a husband, but I'm a great soldier.
Yeah, and I'll be getting paid, so I'm still providing.
I'm still providing. So
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
I have the shield of I'm providing for my family, but I'm really running away from them.
Yeah.
So
because it's scary. That's probably scarier than showering with other dudes in the military. Right?
Yeah. I
sleeping with other dudes in the military.
I'd rather do it in the military than in jail.
Yeah, that's true.
Jail, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you might get in the end.
You might get in the end. So Clarence frees the slaves, and they're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
No ordinary man would do this.
Yeah, they're like, you did that. Okay. And Judas is, you know, he looking side-eyed like, I don't know. And they still don't really trust him. They
no,
really
which believe is weird.
Him, which is crazy. I'm like, I did something none of you guys could have did.
Yeah, and he actually did it selflessly and without, like, Jesus's help.
Yeah. Yeah, like
without God's whatever.
I'm like, I essentially tricked the people around into helping do this.
Yeah,
we all gave donations.
Yeah,
I'm the GoFundMe.
Yeah, that's really what it was.
Fund me.
Yeah,
that's what it was. I mean, I might have tricked them into doing it, but they were entertained. They had a good time. Yeah. They ain't gonna miss the one shekel they dropped in the hat.
Yeah,
they'll be okay. So lives are saved because of you guys.
I think
you guys will be right. If I found out that dollar I put in the dude's hat because I thought he did a magic trick with a car actually went to save a bunch of kids, I'd be like, you know what? I would have gave you five.
One of my favorite lines happens after he gives Asher all that money, because Elijah says to him, you're going to get killed because of Jedediah.
Be
terrible, because that would have been the money to pay him off, right? And what does Clarence say?
I'm sure I remember. I probably got...
But 20 more will live.
That's right.
Yes. And that's when you know something in him changed.
He's changing. Yeah, he's changing heavy.
Because he kept saying, he didn't believe in God and he didn't believe in anything, which at this point, I still don't think he does.
I don't think he does either.
But I think what he learned was believing in himself made him a better person.
Yes.
Because he never believed in himself before.
I was literally he just believed in himself. Yeah. Which, if you do believe in yourself, it's going to make you either a better person or a much shittier person.
Yeah.
He was already a good, decent person.
Yes, yes.
So it just made him a better guy. You know, I'm like, okay, you ripped a little dude off for some weed. You stole something from a bum. I mean, it's not good, but there's way worse shit you could do.
Yeah.
You know, but in turn, you take care of your mom. You know, you look out for the people around you. So it's like, you can't judge a man by...
circumstances.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and then he goes to see... They go... Oh, doesn't he go see Verenia?
Oh, he does.
After he sees him.
Yeah.
And she's looking...
Yeah.
Yeah, she was nice. And...
Oh, is that when he's, outside smoking?
Yeah.
And she's like, you're unrecognizable.
Yep. Because he's iced out now.
Yes.
That's when he started putting the gold in the dress. He's got better clothes and stuff. So he's looking fresh. Yeah. She's like, oh, you iced out. I see you. And he's like, yeah, why don't you come meet up with me later? We're going to go to a little party, have a little fun. She's like, I don't know, maybe. But, of course, you know, she pulls up.
Yeah.
And that's when you get the dance scene.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's a great scene.
Great scene, man. Fun time. They got this fun little choreographed dance. And it's shot very much like a music video.
Yeah.
Which the director, I guess that's where you got to start. And it shows. And a lot of good directors started in music videos.
David Fincher,
F. Gary Gray.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We mentioned Friday.
Dude, yeah. Set it off.
The Italian Job?
Italian Job. Bro.
Yeah.
All Abiding Citizen.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm like, he's got some bangers, actually. Straight Outta Compton. So good. So, actually, he's done quite a few movies now that we're going through them. But anyway, so... Yeah, they have a great time. They dance. I guess they was drinking a little something,
right? Yeah, right?
You know they were smoking something.
Yeah, yeah.
They stayed stoned in this movie. That's what I found funny. I'm like, you know, the young kids can relate to that.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, shit, yo, hey, bro, they smoke like me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they're like, bro, you know, religion ain't that bad. Jesus was definitely token up, you know what I'm saying?
That's why, if I was thinking about it, 20 years ago, let's say, for a recast, I'm like, all right, Dave Chappelle
would play Clarence
and Thomas, obviously. Yeah. Donnell Rollins could be Elijah.
Oh my God.
And Charlie Murphy could be Barabbas.
I was like,
those three guys.
You could honestly cast a bunch of people from Chappelle's show.
Yes.
That's fucking great.
And it would have been probably just as powerful and just as funny.
It would have been so good. Clarence, damn.
Yeah, well,
he would have been so good back like.
That's why I was having such a hard time.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Because you already know they all have chemistry together.
Yep.
So you want people that you already know. Because actually watching this film, I don't know if these guys knew each other before that, but it looks like they knew each other forever.
They must have sat down and chilled for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like we said, they had great chemistry.
Yeah.
Especially the three of them, Barabbas, Clarence, and Elijah. The three of them, they were real tight. And Zeke too, but the three of them were really in it.
Well, Zeke is like, I gotta go film Stranger Things.
He's like, I'll be back later.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Who knows when it's gonna come out though?
Yeah, no one knows.
Yeah, no one knows when it's gonna come out. But so they're having a good time. They go outside, and of course trouble's around the corner. You can't have a good time without some shit going sideways. So the Romans pull up. Jedediah's Terrible's bulls pull up, where my money. Even though it probably ain't even been 30 days yet.
Yeah, probably not. But remember, Jedediah saw him and he's like,
He was like, he's making way too much bread.
Yeah.
He was like, hold on, I'm going to put a cap on that.
Yeah.
So Jedediah, his bulls roll up, they fuck with him, and they think that Verenia snitched when she didn't. They just followed her because they knew she was going to go see him. So he's like, listen, I'm going to need that bread, yada, yada. But none of that matters because the Romans come and boil the party. And they're like, all right, I need to see papers from all y'all. Y'all need to get up out of here. All y'all talking about Jesus and all this shit that ain't allowed. Y'all about to get fucked up. And basically, we have a scene where the cops come into someone's neighborhood.
Yes.
Fuck with the people who live there. The people who live there stand up for themselves, and they get punished for it.
Yeah.
That's essentially what this
scene is. Yeah, yeah, really, yes.
But in the film, what it is Barabbas and Jedediah stand up to these guys. Because even though Jedediah don't love Clarence, he's his favorite guy, he's like, hey, we're still from the same neighborhood. Yeah. I grew up with him. I still know him. I still have his back over any of you guys any day.
Yeah, he's like, you're not taking
it's us anywhere. Versus them. Yeah, he's like, I may not fuck with Clarence on the streets, but in a situation like this, it's us versus them. It's just like the Crips and Bloods united for a better cause for a little bit. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like,
because he even says, he's like, Clarence is a good man.
Yep, he's like, he's a good man. I'm not going to let you take him. And they were ready to stand up and fight, but of course, the Romans ain't stupid.
And Barabbas.
And Barabbas, toughest guy ever. Toughest guy ever. The Romans are basically like, we got your sister, and if you don't want nothing to happen to her, you can step the fuck aside.
Yeah. So
of course he does. And Barabbas is like, I ain't taking this shit. And so he's like, I'm immortal. He's been saying it the whole movie.
Yeah, he has, because that's what his gladiator name was. Barabbas the Immortal.
He's like, I'm immortal.
He's like, look, I've been stabbed with swords, even in the mouth.
In the mouth. And he is immortal.
Yeah.
As we see this motherfucker get speared the fuck up.
Yeah. And even his angle, he said,
my heel.
He might as well be Achilles.
Yep. He's Achilles. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically.
Like my Achilles heel, literally.
Yeah.
But they get him and it still doesn't take him out.
Well, that's because when the guy goes to retrieve his spears, he's like, wrong ankle, motherfucker.
Yep. Wrong ankle.
Oh, my God. And the way he delivers that line. Yep.
I was like, get him.
And he lifts the guy up and just like spears him with the spear that's through his chest.
That's what houses not ran over.
Yeah.
Like, this movie's violent as shit.
It is, but it's almost like it needs to be for those scenes
to
feel the impact.
Yes.
Because that one Roman asshole with the blonde hair who we'll just call him Malfoy for lack of a better
young guy, the little wannabe, he's like a rookie cop or some shit.
Yeah, Barabbas is running away. He's like, look at him charging at me.
Yeah. He's like, you guys all saw it.
I fear for my life.
I fear for my life. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He's like, he was resisting.
Yeah.
You know, he had a weapon. He was charged. Assault on an officer. Everything.
Yeah. All the stuff we're used to hearing.
Yeah. I really didn't think about it like that the first time I watched it.
Really?
No, I didn't. I was just more so, like I said, I was watching for the main story.
Oh, okay.
So now I've seen it and watched it.
The crucifixion.
Yep.
Because it's an Easter story.
It's an Easter story.
So,
after they fuck with the cops, they get booked. Clarence gets booked. Verenia gets booked. But
they let her go.
Yeah.
And Clarence has to go before Pontius Pilate. Yeah. And our man, Russell Crowe wannabe, James McAvoy.
James Mac.
Probably one of his best performances.
Better performances.
Yeah. Because he can, like, chew the scenery in this performance. And he does. He chews it up, spits it out.
And his makeup was great.
Yeah, his hair. That terrible haircut.
Was great. And you know, he loves playing villains. Because like, he's in that Speak No Evil remake that came out last year. Oh my God. He ate that. He was very good in that. I was like, you're having too much fun.
But was he good in those Unbreakable scenes?
Oh my God.
Was it Split?
Fire. And Glass. Glass was in it. But Split is fire. He was great in Split. Split is good. You know, M. Night's like every other movie. One is terrible, though.
It was based on a good comic. Does that count?
I guess. The movie was not good.
Well, once
he was good in it.
Yeah. Once it was one of the first times I think it's like he starred in a movie. He, like, carried a movie, right?
He did
carry.
That was probably his first carry.
Because
that was before X-Men, right?
It was. Yeah. It was, like, 3 years before First Class.
And yeah, that was a little bit before First Class.
And it was after The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, where he was the Pan dude.
Yeah, he was. Oh, yeah, that was him.
Yeah.
That is kind of like...
So, I know he did other stuff before that, obviously.
Like Atomic Blonde. What year was Atomic
Blonde? Atomic Blonde?
That's newer, though, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, what, 2013?
Maybe...
12?
maybe 10 years ago, if that.
Yeah, I was like, that's newer.
Yeah. But he was good in Tom Bond. But that was after X-Men. See, I think Wanted made people be like, oh, who's this dude?
Who's this dude? We can make him and put him in something good.
Yeah.
And they did. And now look at him. He's a man. Yeah, so Clarence has to prove that he's not
a Messiah.
Yeah.
And he confesses everything. He's like, this is what I've done.
I faked it. I fucked up everything.
This is what I have done.
Yep. And they're like, well, you're going to walk on some water.
Well, before that, he's like, well, the problem is, you now say you're not a Messiah, but you've confessed all this other stuff.
Yeah. So now you're a criminal.
And one of his best lines, well, damn.
Yeah,
when you put it that way.
Yeah, that's shit was hilarious.
Yeah. And then, yeah, he's going to have him walk on water. And he's like, after you die from drowning, you're free to go.
Right, yeah. He's like, I can't even fucking swim.
And then
because he believes, like, dude, this is fake. I'm gonna prove that I'm clearly not it, and I can get up out of here. Yeah, right? It's like this motherfucker floats.
He walks on water, yeah. and what does Pilate say? He's like, I wasn't gonna let you drown, but now I have to.
Now I gotta crucify you. Yep.
And you know what? One thing that I love actually about this film that. We might have to talk about right here, because when he says that, it's like the iris in to like him. So it's like him just saying it, his face.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a lot of that kind of stuff in different scenes. But the whole film, it's filmed almost like, did you ever see like The Robe?
The Robe. I never
saw that. It's Victor Mature and the guy who was married to Elizabeth Taylor a few times. Richard Burton. Yeah, Richard Burton. Right?
I never saw it.
It's actually a religious movie.
Okay.
But it's about like Jesus' robe.
Okay.
It was the first film done in CinemaScope, which is why it's
great. Okay.
So this film, the way it's done, even in the beginning, it reminds me of those like classic early CinemaScope films. Like even the font of like the Book of Clarence and Book 1
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And the way some of the editing is done, it's an older kind of style. And I loved it because in spite of the cast that would frighten people in the 50s, if you took this movie and showed it with all that stuff in like the 1950s, cinema goers would be like, oh, this is a film that was just edited yesterday.
Yeah, it just came out.
Yeah.
It's got this done.
Yeah. And I actually love that about the movie.
That's dope. I never even thought about that.
Now, the music would scare people in the 50s.
I think
the cast would scare people in the 50s.
Everything else.
Yeah.
Every single thing else.
Reviewers in the 50s would be like, I love the Romans.
Zero from Rotten Tomatoes. They'd have a zero. They'd be like, the Romans were good.
Yeah.
Put them in more stuff. How dare them for accepting these roles.
Yes. Yeah, but I noticed that, but especially in that scene, when it like zeroes in on McAvoy's face as he's talking. Yeah, like that's like an old, really old school kind of filming technique, and I love the fact that he was using those.
Dude, he did a lot of little tricks in here that worked out. I think he did want this to have an old-timey feel.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted it to feel old, but feel new at the same time.
Yeah, it's fresh, but it's old. Yeah, retro, it's
fresh,
though.
Fresh material, old feel.
Yes.
And that's perfect. And he did it all with a religious curtain.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't know. I wouldn't mind talking to this guy and just picking his brain a little bit to see where his head was when he made it. But anyway.
So Clarence gets sentenced to death.
Yep.
And so he's in jail, and our buddy Jesus comes back.
Yep.
And he sees. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. I think before that, Jesus comes around because Elijah is smoking.
Yep.
And Mary Magdalene is chained and getting stoned.
Oh, my God. That scene. Yes. We have to talk about that.
Yes.
We have to talk about that scene. So,
yeah. And then that's actually before what we were just talking about.
Yeah, that is. But that's the important scene. We got to come back to that.
Yeah.
That scene is one of the best acted scenes in the film.
Oh, yeah.
Because those two were fantastic in that scene. So, yeah.
Oh, Elijah and Mary Magdalene?
Elijah and Mary Magdalene.
Yeah.
So, they're pulling up. All right, Elijah's coming around the corner, and he sees some commotion, and he sees people throwing rocks, and they're throwing them at Mary Magdalene because she's a war.
She sexes with the Romans. She sexes
with the Romans, which she probably didn't. Maybe she did. Whether she did or didn't, there's no reason you people are the judge, jury, and executioner throwing stones at this girl. Literally throwing rocks at this woman. And Elijah obviously likes her, so he's like, hold on, fellas, you know, I'm about to stone my girl like that. So he jumps in front of her and protects her. And these people stone the shit out of them.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, man, this is a heavy scene.
And Jesus walks up and
pulls up.
And pulls like a Neo.
Yeah, he pulls a Thanos. A Neo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like,
he stops it.
I'll stop them rocks. And Elijah's like, bro, the rocks was floating in the air.
Yeah.
And then they just drop.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right before they go dancing.
Yeah, right before they go dancing. So that was an important scene. And it kind of just to show you, yes, he's real. Jesus is real.
Yeah. And that makes it sound like there's a town in Israel named Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus Israel.
Jesus is pathetic.
Yeah,
there we go. And he like busts open the shackles that she's and everything. And then Mary starts following Jesus.
Yep.
And
she's like, well, shit, man, why not?
Because he's like, you know, let ye who's without sin cast the first stone, or a variation thereof. And this woman speaks up and he's like, your name's Jezebel, right?
Yep.
She's like, yeah, well, how did you know? And he's like, I don't worry. Everyone's going to know
soon. And I was like,
you
probably sleeping with the Romans.
Yeah.
So jumping back to where we were. So Clarence, it's time for him to die.
And also Jesus comes back again.
Again.
And he runs into our man Benjamin.
Yep. Yes, sir.
He was begging. And Jesus touches his hand and all this silver starts popping out of his hand.
He gets rich for a day.
So he goes to Verinia because she runs like a spa.
Beauty salon. It's like a spa.
And he's like, I want to be made clean.
And they're like,
and they're looking at him like, oh shit.
And he's like, I got bread. And they're like, oh shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like,
he lifts up his hand and all the silver keeps popping.
They're like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So they make this man, this is one of the best parts.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of the best scenes. They make this man over. Clean him up, shave him up. It's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Looking like. White Jesus.
He's so white and pretty.
Yeah.
He's so trustworthy.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, that's funny.
Yeah.
That should have me cracking up. I was like, did I notice that line the first time?
Yeah. There's a lot of
great
stuff in there.
That scene's great because they really do make him look great, dude, because he was literally brown.
Coal black, bro.
Yeah. He was dirty.
Yeah.
And they make his hair look all nice and luxurious.
Pretty much like the Jesus you see in like a Catholic
poster.
Church.
The
icon that you see.
He's the image most people think of when you hear Jesus.
Yeah, that 15th century Italian dude they used as the model for all the paintings for Jesus.
Yep, that dude. So he's walking down the street throwing money.
Oh my God, that is
living money, flipping his
hair.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the man, rich for a day.
Benedict Cumberbatch is so good.
He's good. He's good in everything he is.
He always seems like really serious.
He does.
But he must have the best sense of humor.
You gotta do something like that.
Yeah.
Like the dude calls, like, bro, listen, it's gonna be a small role. And you're going to get made over by a bunch of black chicks. You're going to be dirty the whole time. He's like, sign me up. I'm like, he's funny as shit. And like, dude, you got to watch Harry Sugar.
I do. Henry Sugar.
He's so good in that, bro. I was like, Benny should have got a little. If it would have been a full length, he would have got Oscar nom. So he's rich for a day and he's feeling good. Well, unfortunately for him, he picked the wrong day to get rich.
Yeah, because the centurions see him.
Yep,
they see him. Like, another false messiah,
especially when you got money shooting out of your hand.
Yeah.
So they grab him, and they grab Clarence, and Clarence has to carry a cross.
Dude. Yeah, Clarence does the Stations of the Cross for any Catholics out there.
There you go. Yeah, you break this down. You got this.
So that's what they do with Clarence. They show what we know as the Stations of the Cross, where like the torture, the beating, and carrying the cross up to Golgotha, which is the little hill,
mm-hmm.
where when Clarence gets there, Cumberbatch is already there, and all those other I assume False Messiahs and Thieves.
It's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. And it's great along the way because in the story that we're told, like Catholic school and Catholics in general for all the stations. Have you ever been to a Catholic church?
I've been to one, yeah.
And you didn't catch fire? I'm happy.
I didn't.
That's good. That's good.
But some, wedding.
Some people are afraid. They're like, I might catch fire.
Dude, I told my boy because you know, he married an Italian Catholic.
Okay.
And I was like, listen, bro. I walk in there first in the flames. Don't be mad.
Yeah, just douse me with holy water.
I was like, toss it on me. I didn't eat the little wafer.
Yeah, you shouldn't. If you're not Catholic, yeah, you shouldn't.
My boy was like, yo, just do this.
Yeah, and yeah. I was like, yeah, you just kind of go up and like, you know, like yeah, like, yeah, you just kind of put your arm.
That shit looked dry anyway.
You could do like,
yeah.
That's why they give you wine.
Yeah, yeah,
I think,
shit,
just to wash it down.
That thing looked dry. I'm like, sheesh.
But see, on the walls, they usually have these things. It's either like, some might be like stained glass or like little like statue things on the wall, which is for this time of year, they do the Stations of the Cross, which is like, there's usually 15. So I used to, or 15 or 14. So my joke used to be, why is Comcast more popular than Catholicism? Because Catholicism only has like 15 stations.
15 stations.
Yeah. And people would stare at me like, you're an idiot. You're... I'm like, well, I bet okay.
You're like, so, well, you'll probably tell somebody else that though later.
Yeah, exactly. So it's pretty much his journey. The Stations of the Cross are the journey from being like convicted to the crucifixion and then being buried. And that's what they show, like the last part of the film is Clarence going through that. And people throughout Cabbage comes and tries to help him.
Yep.
And
some people try and help, some people try and hurt.
Yeah. And
the crowd is going crazy.
Barabbas wants to help him because one of the stations for the Catholics out there is a man named Barabbas helping Jesus carry the cross when he falls down. But in the film, you know, because Barabbas is a wanted man, Clarence is like, no, don't.
He's basically like, yo, let me. He's basically like, this is literally my cross to bear.
Yeah, yes.
And let me bear it.
And it's really important because he's talking to Pontius Pilate before all this. And Pontius Pilate says, I will let you go and pay you 30 pieces of silver if you tell me where Jesus is.
Mm-hmm.
And Clarence is like, I would never do
never,
that.
Never, never.
It's like, I don't even believe in the dude.
Yeah, I don't believe him, but I wouldn't tell you.
Yeah, but I would
never
give up another brother.
Nope. And that was
actually really
thing.
Powerful.
Yeah, that's another thing in this movie. Don't snitch.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like that was another modern twist on it.
But also, like, he's believing in him without believing in him.
Yeah, blind faith.
Yeah. And it's like, he's like, I have too much integrity to sell him out.
At this point, I think he kind of believes.
He might. And
you have to. You just saw your own miracle.
And there's also, like, at the same time, they're showing.
People have told your best friend told you he's real.
Yes.
He's like, bro, I saw it. There's tons of people who saw it.
Yes.
There was at least 100 people out there that could witness that.
And even himself walking on water, he still didn't really believe.
That's what I'm like, bro. After I walk on water, but well, at least I know miracles are real.
Yeah.
So something's happening. But like, unless you got some plexiglass under this water, like, you can't see.
And so, like, at the same time, Jesus is telling his apostles, one of them's going to betray him, and it's the one that dips the bread in the gravy.
And everything freezes. Oh, yes, when they're having dinner.
Yeah, and it's great because the camera moves and it shows the classic painting of the Last Supper. And then Judas is like trying not to get the bread and dip it in the gravy. And he's like, I don't even like Mary Magdalene's cooking.
Yep.
She uses too much garlic.
Yep.
And then, the secret's the gravy.
Yep.
It cancels out the garlic. It
cancels out the garlic, And he's sitting there going on and on, just exposing himself.
Yeah.
Damn, that part is crazy.
And so we all know the story. Judas does betray Jesus, but Clarence won't. Mm-hmm. So Clarence ends up having to go through everything that we know that Jesus supposedly went through.
Yep.
And so he gets up there. God, they nail him up.
The Clarence walks into the bar. He handed the barkeep 2 nails and said, "Can you put me up for tonight?"
Yeah, yeah, a little bit of crow.
Yeah, he crowed him out. He crowed him out. Yeah, dude, and this scene's sick because, like, it's quite graphic in the way they frame it.
And the way that, like, he looks.
He,
like,
looks fucked up.
But, like, his one eye is all fucked up. Yeah, everything.
Blood all over him. I'm like, so I was like, PG-13, okay?
It is brutal, probably because it's religious. It's
a religious movie, they get away with it.
Yeah.
The Passion could not be PG-13.
No. Dude, too much sex.
Bro.
For
the Passion, yes. Dude, they, like, pull poor Jesus' ribs out of him. Like, shit. I was like, I'm like in sixth grade watching this shit in theaters, like traumatized. I was like, Mel Gibson, what are you doing?
He hates Carpenters.
He does. He
really hated the Carpenters as a singing group.
Yep, he sure did.
He's like, these are the birds that suddenly appear. Yep. He gave him the finger. I just realized we're just doing audio.
Yep. He gave him the finger.
Why do birds suddenly appear? Wait, put your middle fingers down, brother.
What do you call Winona Ryder? An oven dodger?
Is that what he said?
No, he said that.
Oh, my God.
Damn, Mel, that's insane. I was like, that's got to be one of the craziest things anyone ever said.
So the only reason he made the Passion is because Jesus was Jewish and he could kill him in the movie,
yes,
right?
He was like, I can kill this guy. He's like, I can do it.
Wow.
I was like,
that's terrible.
That's crazy. I was like, Mel, you wild feller.
Wow.
I was like,
she wasn't even alive back then. So how could she dodge the ovens if she wasn't even alive?
Yeah, I think he was just being
he's like, I don't know how math works.
Yeah, he was like, fuck her, I don't care. He's like, she wanted them. But also, Jesus gets crucified.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no, Jesus. Clarence. My bad.
Yeah.
Clarence. I'm so used to it being Jesus.
Yes.
Clarence gets crucified. And Benjamin. Benjamin says some funny stuff.
He's God,
he does.
He's asshole
painting me.
How does Benjamin start it? He's like, humans, God's worst mistake.
Yeah. He's basically like, you guys are fucking disgusting.
Yeah. How's this for a prayer for you?
Yeah.
Some of the best lines.
Yo, he had some good lines in that short amount of time.
And then Clarence, like, you know, forgive them for they know not what they do. He's doing all the stuff we attribute to Jesus.
Yep. And Clarence dies. But then we wake up in a little hut. Clarence wakes up.
Yeah, Jesus goes there.
Performed a miracle, I'm guessing.
Yeah, resurrected him.
He's like, you ain't deserve all that.
Yeah, he's like, basically, I forget exactly what he says, but it's like, you basically stood up for me, and you didn't even believe in me.
Yep.
So, and then you see the holes in his hands close up. And then, I don't know exactly what it means, because of the widescreen. But you see, when he's sitting up, he has that light bulb again. He has that idea again.
Yeah.
But he's also crying.
Yeah.
So, and that's how it ends.
Yep. I don't know what the idea was, but.
Yeah.
Cool little film.
God, what a fun time. It's a great film, man.
Yeah. It's cool because it's not too preachy.
No.
It's not too preachy. It's funny. It's got action. It's got everything you want in a movie. Some drama, a little bit of romance. You know, it's got a little bit of everything.
It's actually about Clarence's journey from saying knowledge is more powerful than belief to knowing that knowledge is more powerful than belief.
Yeah.
Because by the end, once he gets resurrected, he knows.
Yep.
He doesn't just believe.
He doesn't just believe.
He knows.
It's factual.
So what he says the entire film becomes reality by the end.
Yep.
Yeah. That's kind of wild.
It is wild. Good writing here. I don't know who wrote it, but.
I think James Samus did. I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, Feller?
Yeah.
He put it down with the writing.
Yeah, he did. He was just incredible. Hold on, let me just double check here. I was looking at...
He went stupid. This is a good screenplay.
I was looking at some school stuff earlier, so now I have to go into another tab.
Yeah, tab out.
Yeah.
You gotta tab out.
Let's see here. Quick facts.
Screenplay.
I'm looking for... Okay, Wikipedia will help me out.
Sure will.
Thank God.
Written by...
Yeah. Directed by James Samus, written by James Samus.
Good job, fella.
Yeah.
What a production credit from Jay-Z.
Yeah. That's why, you know, most people thought it was sacrilegious.
Yeah, probably.
Because they'd rather judge him than actually watch the movie.
They would.
Oh, yeah. The British film BFI. It was October 11th, 2023.
That's what I thought.
And then January 12th, 2024 in the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think James Samuels might be British, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Yeah, he's Brit. That's probably why he got all British people to play at Romans, as well as other reasons. But
yeah.
All right, MVP.
Honestly, I would say James Samuels and definitely Lakeith.
Yeah.
I mean, not only is he doing a dual role, but the charisma.
Dude, he...
He oozes
it. You can see him just shift into this. Look, he already got an Oscar nom, right? I already knew the dude could act. Yeah. This kind of sold me on it because like, I was like, I've seen you do everything now. I've seen you do comedy, action, drama.
Mystery with Knives Out.
So I've seen you do it all now. You got it.
And Disney with Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
Yep. Where he played you.
Yeah, he was basically me.
He was like skinny dog.
He was skinny me. Yeah, I was like, he is.
He was skinny me.
Yeah, I'm like, take Michael B. Jordan's physique and Lakeith's vibe and look and put them together.
That's you.
Got me.
That's a great way to describe it.
Listen, that's pretty much me. So, yeah, that's what I would say. So, yeah, I agree with the MVPs. I thought the kid who played Elijah was good, too.
Actually, he might be a runner-up.
Yeah, he's a
runner-up. Honorary mention, only because he was a supporting actor.
He was, but he was good.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, especially, like, when we didn't even mention Clarence getting baptized.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about?
Yeah, in rewatchable scenes. Yeah.
I do have it in there. That part's funny as shit.
Because then once they go to see Varinia and, like, he's wet and stuff, you know, he says something, and Elijah goes to, like, high-five him. And Clarence is like distracted. Then Clarence says something and goes to high five Elijah, and Elijah's distracted.
Yep.
It's so great. Like the timing, like the way
is good.
So perfect.
Stoners.
Yes.
He's getting baptized.
Yeah.
Fat boy, lighting it on like a tinder box.
Yes. Like, and he keeps dropping it in the water.
He always drops it.
Like, yeah.
So it's funny. All right. Peak season.
That's tough.
It's gotta be the director. Right now it's gotta be the director.
Yeah.
Cause like, this isn't Lakeith's biggest role. Like, he's got an Oscar nom.
What did he get an Oscar nom for?
Judas and the Black Messiah.
Oh, that's right. I have to watch that.
And he's Judas in there.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. He's Snake.
Wow.
He's so good in it though. Him and Daniel Kaluuya from and Black Panther.
Well, isn't Lakeith in Get Out also?
Yes, he is.
He's the one who tells him to get out.
Yeah, I'm like, he breaks it up.
Yeah.
He's great in that. Love that.
Yeah, wow.
All right, best quote. Someone just wrote
it. You might have to, because believe it or not, what I found, because I was having trouble like writing them all down, I actually found a transcript of the entire movie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. And I was going through it, and I'm like, it's still a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's too much.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, run him over. Run him over.
I'm like, yeah.
Outspeed in a word, Mary.
Yeah. Ain't no one outspeeding me.
Yeah, ain't no one outspeeding me.
Yeah.
Get back here, you delinquent dung beetles.
Oh, yeah. You know, the gypsies.
The gypsies.
Yeah.
I want to be like that now, minus the buggy.
No, the bougery.
The bougery, yes. I don't know my damn shit.
The bogey, because... Yes,
the bougery,
He doesn't want to be bad at golf.
Yes.
I don't want a bogey.
I want the bird.
Yeah, the bougery.
The bougery, yes.
Yeah.
That's my damn phone. I believe in life itself. You pray to a man in the sky who you've never met.
Yes. Oh, yeah, when he's talking to his brother.
To his brother.
Yeah.
What you do at night behind that curtain doesn't count.
That's the rats.
Yep, the rats. They just like, oh, I know what you're doing. Because he was a virgin. I'm like, man, it's hard to believe this dude would be a virgin. But I guess people, you know, waited till the marriage or whatever. Do people get married back then?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah. I guess.
I don't know. I've been trying to be.
Hold on, really quick. I apologize. If you're going like biblically, yes, because there is actually a story in the Gospels of Jesus turning water into wine at a wedding.
Oh, there we go. So he was like, I got y'all for this honeymoon.
Yeah.
I've been trying to be better myself to be worthy of you.
Oh, yeah, when he's talking to Varinia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the 13th apostle of Jesus. give
so,
me.
So it's going to be Chris Rock.
Chris Rock from Dogma. Yeah. He's like, he told me I only had 2 weeks to live. Suck the remaining flavor out of life. So funny. Give me my freedom.
Oh, yes.
I don't want him. I came here to free all the slaves, not just one. Honor thy father
and
thy mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Faith is not something you hide behind. You stand in front of it.
Oh, that's what Barabbas says. Yeah.
Barabbas.
Yeah.
I'm going to become the new Messiah.
Yeah.
It's going to require massive testicular fortitude.
Oh. He's like grabbing himself. And Elijah looks down like, what? What? <funny.
laughs> I am immortal. Negro, please.
Yeah.
I want to find out how Jesus gathers the hope of the people.
Yeah.
And you were a virgin when you found out you were carrying a child? Why, ignorant. I was minding my own virgin business, just being a virgin.
I like how she explains how the word virgin has been twisted.
Yeah.
I actually really like that because it's true.
Yeah.
She's like, unsexed, unmarried, what does it mean? And she doesn't say a definitive answer.
She doesn't.
And that's what I really like about it.
Virgin's a loose term these days.
Yes.
My dear child, you give faith and you'll find all the answers you seek. What God has you deny your family to worship him? That's what he says to Tommy.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not a Messiah, Clarence. I'm not a man without faults, but I'm not a man without purpose.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
He stopped them and then dropped them.
The stones. Yeah, the rocks.
All of your men will die here tonight.
Oh, yeah. The Romans talking to... Jedediah, the terrible, yeah.
Well, life is... Oh, men don't slap men. Women slap men.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
oh, my God, yeah. Because that scene where the dude slaps Barabbas, that's right.
Yeah.
And Barabbas slaps the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
And that's, a little tip of the hat to Sidney Poitier
in the heat of the night.
Yeah.
He slapped shit out of that motherfucker.
Yeah.
They call me Mr. Tibbs. One of the best lines ever.
Yeah.
I watched the movie actually not that long ago. It's so good. All right. Well, life is full of that and which we hate.
Oh, yeah.
True. You are a frightened little boy dressed in a metal plate costume.
Oh, yeah, that's what, Jedediah tells
him. Yep.
Jedediah spitting out some
truth. He was spitting another one from him right here, or the second part. And what am I afraid of? Us. And I was like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
The girl I'm about to decapitate is the lovely sister Verenia. No, I didn't get the girl.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, sad.
Oh, yeah.
You're an animal who preys on the despair of the poor.
Yes.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
When you put it like that.
Yeah. I love that line.
That's great.
Well, damn.
There is no savior, and your God is a myth. I can't walk on water. I can't even swim.
Yeah.
I was like, that was a black stereotype there.
Yeah. And that's when Pilate's like, after you die from drowning, you're free to go.
Free to go. Yeah, Clarence, I'm sorry for never taking you seriously, for abandoning mother. If I had been nice of a brother, you wouldn't be in the place like this.
Oh, yeah, when he visits him in jail.
Yep. I've been looking at the statues all day. I can see why the Romans are so angry.
Yeah.
I started cracking up at that part.
Yes. Like, yeah, because he looks at that statue when he's walking over to him. He's like, what the?
He's like, okay. Excuse me. I wish to be made clean.
Oh, yes.
Look at him. Pure and white. And so trustworthy. Yeah. I lose myself when I think of you. And look where we ended up.
Yeah.
That was sad. They always take our babies.
Oh my God, that scene. Ooh,
that line, that scene.
And then she says it again.
Says it again, yeah.
And it's like, oh, shit.
I was like, he wrote this from a very deep place that goes way beyond religion.
In a very modern perspective.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me, Messiah, where is your God? Dear Heavenly Father, please kill all these people.
Oh, my God. Because it's like humans. God's only mistake, Benjamin and Clarence.
Yes.
Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Benjamin, oh, please. I've got a prayer for you. Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, please kill all these people. Fire and brimstone will suffice. But if possible, give them lava, especially that prick painting.
Especially that prick painting. I had that as a line, too. That was one of the funniest parts of the movie. And he's just sitting there like,
I just snorted. That's terrible.
Yeah, that shit was so funny.
Oh, it was.
No need to be scared. We've got God with us. All of us. You are king.
Oh, yeah. Is that Elijah says?
Says that to him.
Yeah. Because does Cabbage say anything to him then, or no? It's just Cabbage is just there crying.
He's just there all pissed off. Yeah. Sad. Yeah. I think Barabbas says something that they're not Barabbas. Elijah. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Find your way back to me, son.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's all I have for the quotes.
Yeah. Because
any more you had?
After that prick painting me, Clarence says, "We're all just men and women. Most of us have no idea what we're doing. By the time we figure it out, it's too late.
Yo, that was a good one.
And then Benjamin, I've spent my entire life witnessing the cruelty of man. Those who had plenty did not even spare me one drop of water. I've literally had the clothes lifted off my back," which Clarence is the one who did it.
Yep.
And then Clarence says, "I've been one of those men, and for that I'm truly, truly sorry. I've been a victim of my own ignorance." Yep. That's just it. We need enlightenment, not punishment. And Benjamin says, "Well, good luck with that."
Good luck.
Yeah.
Because you ain't even get it.
Yeah. I like Joseph, after Clarence leaves Mary and Joseph, he's like, "What a dumbass." Yeah.
Crazy.
Knowledge is stronger than belief.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have let you drown, but now I have
to crucify you.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was good. He had some good lines.
Yeah. I mean, there's one line, I forget exactly what it is, but it's when they're in the back of the cart and Barabbas is talking about how he never says anything disparaging about his brothers.
Yeah.
And then I think Clarence says something and he's like, "Edward, what?"
Yeah. Wow, there's some funny parts.
Yeah, there's some really great parts that just kind of like happen, and it seems like they happen naturally.
Naturally, yes. Like it does feel like he just thought of that. Like,
yes. Yeah, especially with Clarence. Some of the stuff that he says is just kind of like,
he has some good little comebacks and digs. But Keith is funny. Like, he's naturally funny. Like, on Atlanta, he's fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God, he is in Atlanta.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, what age is the best? I have the story.
Acting. I do believe the story, because when I watched it this time around, I'm like, okay, all the Romans are British, and they're trying to force their religion upon people who have another religion. Mm-hmm. So obviously it's also a comment on colonialism.
Yep.
So it's like, it's running the gamut of like colonialism and everything that colonialism caused, which includes the modern things that are in it, that it addresses as well.
Yes, sir.
And it's like, yeah, everything is just aged.
It's aged, right.
Yeah. And I know it's only been out a year and a half, but my God.
It's going to age well.
Yes. It will always.
I think people will look back and be like, you know, we can give this movie a fair shake.
Yeah. It'll be on like Turner Classic in a few years, and people will be reevaluating.
They're like, for what's aged the worst, I had nothing.
Yeah. I mean.
Too soon.
Yeah. But like, even in the future, as like a commentary on society, it'll still age well. Yeah. Nothing will age bad, because that's how society will change.
Hopefully will change. Even if it does change, you still got this to refer back to.
Yeah.
We had to go through this to get there.
Yes.
Because I was watching The Hurricane with Denzel last night, too. And I was like, dude.
That's the one where he's a boxer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, dude, the shit black people had to go through back in the day to get to where we are now is fucking crazy, man. I don't know how they did it back then, bro.
Did you ever see The Great White Hoax with James Earl Jones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he was, what, Jack Johnson?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did a whole whole project on Jack Johnson in college. He was awesome.
On a separate note, have you ever listened to the musician Jack Johnson?
Oh, yeah. Got Pancakes, dude.
Oh, look, just his first two albums.
Yep.
Brushfire Fairy Tales and On and On. Yep. I love them.
Brushfire Fairy Tales is a classic.
Yeah,
Jack Johnson's good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take you for a Jack Johnson guy.
The first time I ever heard Flake, I was blown away.
Okay.
And oftentimes we're lazy. Yeah, it seems to get in my way.
Facts. Every day.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, because every time, I never knew his name at first, because the station out of Reading, it was the only station that would play that song when it first came out. And I would always get it confused. So when I was looking for his stuff, I could never find it.
Who the fuck is this guy? It's pre-Shazam.
But he worked with G Love and Special Sauce out of Philly on one of their albums, Philadelphonic.
Mm.
He did at least one or two songs on there with them. Because the song Rodeo Clowns, which is on and on, they did it first. Or he did it with G-Love and Special Sauce first.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
All right. Most rewatchable scenes.
From the beginning to the end. Yeah. Honestly. Because everything... Well, Lakeith is in almost every scene.
Yeah, he's virtually in this whole fucking...
Except for the scenes with Jesus.
Yeah. Which would probably add up to 5 minutes max.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, it's like 2 hours and, like, maybe, like,
he is in a
13 minutes, let's say. Yeah. And, like, yeah, at least 2 hours of it is all him.
Yeah, two plus, probably 205.
Yeah, yeah.
I have the opening scene with the race.
Yeah, yeah, the race. Yes, thank you.
When they go see Jedediah, and he basically is like,
yeah,
29 days.
Yeah, because that sets up. That's the catalyst.
Yeah, sets up everything. Yeah. They're in debt.
Yeah.
The baptism, when he gets slapped multiple times.
And, yeah. Blasphemer.
Yo, the dude playing John the Baptist, like.
Oh, David.
It starts with an O.
Yeah, only O.
Whatever his last name is.
Yeah.
He is a very good actor.
He is.
He is good. He's good in everything I've watched.
Yeah. He was in Selma.
He is. He's Martin Luther King.
Yes.
He's great. He did his British movie, Rosamund Pike, where he plays like this African king and they get married. And of course, like, can't marry this white woman. Yeah, it was pretty good, but it's a true story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But he was funny as fuck.
He
was calling them out on all their
shit.
It was funny.
You're only doing this because you want to get out of it. Look, word travels fast in Jerusalem.
Word travels fast, yeah. He said, I'm not going to help you get away with your debt to what the fuck is his name?
Jedediah. Yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to help you get away with that. And he slaps him, and that's when Earl drops the...
Yeah.
Not Earl.
Elijah.
Elijah, still yeah. E. That's when Elijah drops the blunt in the water.
It's like, you can let him up. It takes a minute.
Yeah. That scene is funny as shit. I was like, yo, why is this scene so funny? I do remember laughing at that scene a lot when I first watched it. I was cracking up this time. Okay, I said, when they get high in the courtyard,
Throw it
away.
Yes.
When they go see Asher the Torturer and get Barabbas.
Yes.
When they visit the Virgin Mary and Joseph. When he starts performing his fake miracle.
Yeah. And when they
montage.
Yeah. I was going to say that montage where they show him like practicing
too. Yeah. It was like the whole montage of him practicing and then doing it.
Yeah.
When he buys the slave's freedom.
Yes. That's a powerful scene.
Very. That's a powerful scene. And the next one I have is very powerful when Mary and Elijah get stoned.
Yes.
Them two brought the acting out in that scene, bro. I was like, these Teyonn Taylor's in a lot of movies now. The chick who plays
Mary Magdalene.
You know, she started on my Super Sweet 16, bro.
Really?
Yeah, but she's really talented. She like makes music, rides bikes, skates, does all kinds of shit. Yeah, she's just a real talented chick, real good looking too.
Hey, yeah.
Then of course the dance party.
Yes.
When they spear Barabbas.
Oh my god.
When he walks on water and he's getting, you know, basically on trial.
Yeah.
When they clean Benjamin, of course.
Yeah. Yes.
when he's carrying the cross.
Yeah.
And then the crucifixion in the final scene.
Yeah.
So pretty much from start to finish.
Basically, that is the entire film. Just watch the whole
film, man.
Yeah, yeah. Every scene is rewatchable because every scene matters.
Every scene. That's what I was like, yo, I was like, is that, like when I was like, I don't remember this being almost 2:15. I was like, could they have cut this for time? I was like, actually, I don't know if you could have maybe cut 5 minutes. But I was like,
yeah,
you kind of need every scene.
Yeah, every scene is important.
You kind of need every scene builds upon it. Like, it builds the story up. It's definitely, there's no randomness in this movie. Everything has a purpose. Like, so you do need every scene for the most part. You can maybe shorten some scenes, but you need them all. All right, best characters.
Clarence, Elijah, course, yep. Barabbas.
Yep.
Oh, Benjamin.
Of course, Benjamin. Yep.
Yeah, Verinia.
Yep.
You love Mary Magdalene.
Yes.
I guess by default, we have to say Jesus.
I mean, maybe.
By default.
I put Jedediah in there, too.
Because he did redeem himself.
Yeah, I'm like,
yeah.
He's not a bad dude. I'm like, yeah. He is definitely nowhere near the Romans. He ain't out here. Look, he's running a business.
Yeah, right? That is.
Y'all did borrow money from him, correct?
Yeah.
So you got to pay up. It's just like modern day, bro. You don't pay, you get slaved. So, yeah, I have pretty much all of them. I didn't put Jesus in, but he is by default.
By default. I mean,
but he's not in it a lot.
No. And so then, worst characters.
Of course.
Thomas. Dude.
Oh, Thomas got to be in worst characters. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't put him in. I had McVoy and the Romans, but.
Oh, yeah. And Judas.
And Judas. Yeah, and Judas. I had them three. The Romans, McVoy, and Judas. Yeah. But Thomas can go in. He's like in purgatory.
Yeah.
He's well-intended, but his actions aren't great.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because I think he ends up believing in his brother more at the end of the film. But only because he blames himself for what he went through.
Yeah.
When it's really Cabbage's fault, if you think about it, because if those gypsies wouldn't have attacked in the beginning, he would have gotten the money. He
would have won.
Gotten the money, and everything would have been okay.
It would have been all right.
Yeah. But, so it's that little boy's fault.
Reasons.
Yeah, the little gypsy kid.
The little gypsy kid. Yeah, so, yeah, that's... Yeah, I had all those. Nitpicks, did you have any?
I didn't have one.
Dude, I didn't have any. I was like, I mean, I was cool with everything.
Yeah, the set design.
Yeah, the set design.
Costumes.
I was going to say, I was like, I'll probably have some, like, visual nitpicks. But I was like, nah, it all works. They all look fine.
Like, some people might have nitpicks with, like, let's say the Romans all British accents. But like I said, I think that's to symbolize colonialism.
Dude, everyone has British accents, too, everywhere.
Yeah.
Every movie now.
Yeah.
Like, Star Wars suddenly became British.
But watch... Sound of Music. These Austrians have British accents.
Yeah, yeah. These Austrians.
Yes.
So they don't sound like Arnold.
No.
All right.
How do you solve the problem like Maria? What?
Dude, hey, he's the man, bro. He's the man.
Schwarzenegger.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Dude. Even though his name sounds like a racial slur.
It does.
Because Schwarz in German is black.
Yeah.
So his name might be.
He's a blister. He's like, I was going to kill Sinbad and fucking jingle all the way.
Ah, Sinbad.
He's like, man, he's like, I almost stabbed Carl Weathers in Predator. He's like,
kill
him. The best bro handshake in the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's one of the classic memes, isn't it?
That meme ended racism.
That's why we're doing this.
Yes.
That's why we're here, because of that meme.
Right there, right? Without that meme, we couldn't be here at all. All right, recasting couch.
Oh, dude, I couldn't, like I said.
I got you on this.
Please, because all I could think of was like 25, 30 years ago, I'm like, I can think of different casts in the past.
I fucking forgot one, but you can recast that one because it's a white dude.
Okay.
All right. Clarence.
Wait, that's racist.
We ended it.
That's crazy.
Oh, shit. All right. So for Clarence?
Yeah.
We can either do me.
You would be perfect.
I could play. I'm telling you, I could play
this. You would play the shit out of this. And I think you'd also be a good Thomas.
I would be a good Thomas. Yes. I'd be a great Thomas.
Fun. Honestly, if we wanted to make it like the movie Twins, I could be Thomas and you could be Clarence.
Yeah, there we go.
Twin bros.
You know, it'll be better than Arnold and fucking
and Danny DeVito.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious. So I got this kid named Ashton Saunders.
Okay.
He is actually quite a few things. He, I'll show you what he looks like.
Okay.
He plays he's in Equalizer 2. He plays RZA. Okay. He plays RZA in the Wu-Tang Show. He was one of the main kids in the Moonlight movie that won Best Picture that year.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's incredible in that movie. He plays Bobby Brown in the Whitney Houston movie.
Oh, really?
Came out recently. Yeah. Wow. And he's really good in that. He was my favorite character by far.
So he likes Booger Sugar.
He does.
If he plays Bobby Brown.
He definitely likes Booger.
I don't mean in real life. I just mean as Bobby Brown.
He definitely did in that film. He liked it, you know. And I don't know how he pulled her anyway, but whatever.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that charisma.
And
New Edition was
better. Yeah, I was going to say, dude, right after New Edition and his solo career in like the later 80s.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're going to have to take control, man. The song from Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, there you go.
So, you know what? I agree. Based on the look of them,
If you saw him act, that's the thing that really made me want him, because his acting style is similar to Keith's.
Yeah.
He'll get there. He's getting a lot of opportunities. For Elijah, I had David Johnson, who just did Alien Romulus, the little British black kid.
Oh, the dude with the eyelids.
Yes.
Yeah, he kind of has like heavy eyelids. You know what? That'll be perfect because he kind of looks like he might be high anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that dude's a great actor.
He's a good actor.
I've seen him in some British stuff.
And he's a little bit on the shorter side.
Yeah,
Elijah is. So I'm like,
yeah, perfect. He would be good. I actually, God, Alien Romulus was great.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I love Kaylee Sweeney. She's amazing. For Verenia, obvious choice, Lupita Nyong'o.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
she would be perfect.
She's perfect, bro. She's just like the obvious pick, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you need a sexy, dark-skinned girl? There you go.
Yeah.
Because, dude, that chick, what's her name again, please, Brendan?
It's Anna, I think, Diop?
Anna Diop.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm telling you, dude, check out Titans on Max.
I might have to.
It's like, you know, Teen Titans, but they're adults. Yeah.
Right.
And she plays Starfire.
I think Cora told me to watch that. I think she said it was good.
And the dude, Brenton Thwaites, plays Dick Grayson. He's actually awesome.
All right.
Well, excuse me. The first season is kind of trying to set up everything. So Dick Grayson is like not Robin anymore. And he's, I think, a police detective.
Okay.
But he's kind of getting these characters together to try to help
little Raven. Avengers type deal.
Sort of, yeah. But he's a really great dick.
All right.
Grayson. Dick Grayson.
Sure, he's a great dick.
Yeah. But she is, it's a different Starfire than like your Teen Titans cartoon, but she's really great at Starfire.
Starfire is great.
Yeah.
She's so funny in Teen Titans Go, bro. All right. Verenia. Or not Verenia. Jedediah. I had Jonathan Majors.
Yes. Or you know what?
He could play Barabbas.
I was going to say, because he has the size.
He could play. Yeah. I just felt like he might have been too young.
Because I still think Jonathan Majors got a raw deal.
He got a raw fucking deal, man.
Because, dude, I want to know what the fuck they were going to do with Kang. Yeah, dude. He was incredible.
He was so, man, he elevated that character.
Yeah. And that's just from, like, fucking Loki, and he was the best part
of Quantum Mania. One of the best parts of the show and of Quantum Mania.
Yeah. And like even Loki season 2, he was
good. That's what I was like, the show.
Yeah, too. Yeah. I was thinking of just season 1, that like 20-minute scene he had at the end of the season. Like,
he's great. He was a scene stealer. He's not in it a lot, but he's a scene stealer when he is.
And dude, Lovecraft Country. Have you seen
it? I still haven't watched that.
Dude, fucking, it's incredible.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
He's good.
Yeah. I would say
Black Man at San Francisco, he killed that. He killed everything. Creed 3 was good in, bro. He's getting everything.
So I would say
But wait to hear my Barabbas.
Okay. So, yeah. So, right now,
the problem with Jonathan Majors is he's too young to play Barabbas. That actor's like 50.
Oh, yeah. Barabbas has to be weathered.
Yeah. I'm like, Barabbas, that guy actor's like 50. Jonathan Majors, like my age.
I can't believe Omar Sy's like 50.
Yeah, dude. He looks great.
He does.
So, Barabbas, Idris Elba.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, whatever.
Whatever.
Go with that. Yeah. So this is one I forgot. McVoy, you got somebody you think of?
Oh, yeah.
He's probably the easiest one to redo.
Yeah, who could play Pontius Pilate? So
I was thinking maybe Jeremy Renner?
No, it'd have to be British.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be, but I think to make it authentic.
Yeah. I forgot McVoy's actually is British.
And McVoy's
how old is he? 40?
Like mid-40s.
44?
Yeah, so that's the problem because I'm like...
Everyone thinks of him as old.
Well, I was thinking like Daniel Radcliffe, but he's like mid-30s now.
He's too young.
Yeah, because he still looks like he's in his 20s. Yeah, I was like,
he still looks young too. And then I thought, well, Michael Fassbender, he's too old. And he's not British, but he can...
He's half British, I think.
Okay.
He's like German and British.
Christian Bale, too old?
No, Christian Bale would be great. 50. Yeah, Christian Bale would be great. Yeah,
Christian Bale could do it.
Yeah.
And you never need to hear his real accent.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd be good. He'd be funny.
Yeah, because I was thinking like Daniel Craig, but he might be too old.
He's too old now. Yeah. I'm like, I would have loved him if he wasn't.
Tom Hardy.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah, Tom Hardy.
That's it. Tom, perfect age. He's the right age.
And he has the right look.
The look's there. He can do a creepy voice, whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Tom Hardy. All right, for Benjamin. I went Irish, Cillian Murphy.
Yes.
He can do a British accent.
Yeah. I think that would be perfect.
I mean, they're neighbors, you know? They're close enough.
And put a beard on him.
Yeah, dude. Put a wig on him.
Yeah.
He'd be a good Jesus.
Yeah.
Or a white Jesus, whatever you want to call him. For Mary Magdalene, Kiki Palmer.
Yes.
I'm like, I think I did all right on this.
I think you did, I
did all right on this. I was sitting there, I was messing with this one.
Because I honestly, because it's so new. I'm like, how can you recast it when it's so new?
It's new, and it's like, it's not a ton of black actors to pick from for a lot of these. So, I mean, there is, but like, not a lot that people would know. Like, you say their name, you're like, oh yeah, from this or that.
Well, everyone knows Kiki Palmer.
Yeah, everybody knows Kiki Palmer.
She's like a Disney or Nickelodeon.
Yeah, Disney. Nick.
Yeah.
Disney.
Because Zendaya is also
Disney too. Yeah, both of them Disney. I was like, Disney. Yeah, she's great. She's so good at Nope. Dude, you ever see Nope? Jordan Peele?
Nope. No, but
bro,
no,
it's her and Dan Kalula. They're amazing. She's
She was just in that movie you watched.
Yeah, One of Them Days.
One of Them Days, incredible. Yeah.
Hell, Scissor can maybe be in this movie. She's a decent actress. Director, I want the director from Moonlight, Barry Jenkins.
Okay.
And he did a Beale Street Guitar. He's done a bunch of Locke movies.
Barry Jenkins? What else has he directed?
I'll pull up his... Because
that name sounds really familiar, and I've never seen Moonlight.
Oh, my God. We should possibly do that next Pride Month. For Pride Month, we'll do Moonlight.
Okay.
He just did Mufasa.
Okay.
Mufasa, Moonlight, A Beale Street Could Talk, The Underground Railroad. He did not do After Sun.
Because I thought I saw...
Melody for Melancholia, or Medicine for Melancholy. Never saw that.
Because the name sounds really familiar. Like I've seen it recently.
I mean, he's young. He's only 45.
Dude. Yeah, so...
Oh, interesting. He's an Asian wife. Didn't know that. She looks kind of like your girl, Awkwafina.
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
All right. So
no, I trust you.
Trust me.
I trust you.
He can do this.
Because I was
he's new director.
Because I'm wondering. Because you're better. You're more well versed for like other filmmakers. Because I was trying to think of like. I hate to say filmmakers of color.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of.
Well, I mean, if John Singleton was alive, I would have picked him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he ain't.
But like,
F. Gary Gray probably could do it.
Well, I was thinking F. Gary Gray because with the humor, I'm thinking of Friday.
Yep. The humor of Friday and the music video aspect of it.
Yeah.
Like, so.
Because Friday always kind of reminded me of like, it was filmed almost like a sitcom.
It is. It's an hour and a half sitcom.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's R rated.
Yes.
But Barry J would be good. F. Gary Gray would be good. Either of them.
Spike Lee.
Spike Lee would not direct this. He'd be like, I'm not doing this shit.
Yeah. But it could be like his...
If he did it,
he loves Scorsese, right? This could be his last temptation.
It could. Yeah, it could. Yeah. Spike, I mean, Spike, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
He's one of the best, so...
Yeah.
All right, unanswerable questions. I didn't have any.
I guess, really, the question... The only question I would have is, what was that idea?
The ideas.
Yeah.
Which,
because I know the story from the Bible, so like, you know, Jesus rises from the grave and he's unrecognizable. Mm-hmm. Is it because it's Clarence?
Maybe.
So he doesn't actually look like Jesus.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Is that the unanswerable question?
It's gotta be.
Yeah.
All right, prop you up for the movie. I went with Benjamin's robe.
wait, the dirty one?
The dirty one.
I would want one of the spears that went through Barabbas.
The one that went through the ankle. That's what I'd want.
Wrong ankle, motherfucker. He's kind of like, look, if this was like 50 years ago, Dolomite could have been. Rudy Ray Moore could have been Barabbas. Wrong ankle, motherfucker.
I don't know if you got the chops for it, bro. I would rather got OJ Simpson, bro.
And then Queenie could have been Mary Magdalene.
Oh, my Lord. Not hot enough.
Oh, Clarence. I am so happy.
I'm doing it, man. Great acting. A1. That shit is funny. All right, man. So... Put a grade on it.
I give it an A+.
A+. I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna give it a 90%.
A minus.
90%.
Really?
90%.
Even with Lakeith's performance.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 90.
Okay.
It's great.
All right.
I'm gonna give it a 90. That's a good score. Right?
That is a good score.
I didn't give it a 70.
That's true. 60. That is very true.
It's passing with flying colors, I'd say. You know, you made Dean's list.
That's true. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give it an A. So, watch this Easter if you guys have.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It is good, and it's funny, and it's got everything. You can watch it with your kids, too. You can explain some shit to them.
And honestly, if you watch it on your own, you can watch it next Easter with your family. If you actually enjoy it and see,
hey, I pre-screened this for y'all.
Yeah. Yep. See the value of it. Like, all right, we need to get through all some iffy stuff, but the message is there. Yeah.
So, Stone Age?
Okay, hold on.
Wait, there's something we're supposed to do before the Stone Age.
There is, but I realized something. So next week, we'll record, right?
Uh-huh.
And it'll be out. The week after.
So
the week after it'll be out, that Sunday will be May the 4th. What Star Wars movie do you want to do next week?
What did we do last year? Empire?
I think it was Empire. And the year before we did Influences of Star Wars. So what Star Wars movie do you want to do this year so it's actually out by the time May the 4th is out?
Should we do Revenge of the Sith?
I was thinking that, believe it or not. Because I know you love, Anakin, you love, Vader,
Vader, love Padme,
and I know you. Well, we know you, everyone knows you love Padme.
Oh yes,
but I know you're also a fan and a champion of Hayden Christensen's.
Oh yeah, absolutely am.
So
I'm gonna tell people why it's good, and they're probably still gonna be like, "You're wrong."
So, Revenge of the Sith, and then we'll start. Because I realized we always ended up like preempting stuff for Star Wars movies anyway around May the 4th.
May the 4th, let's do it.
So,
Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith, okay. I wanted you to pick.
All right.
Because I know you love Rogue One.
I love Rogue One.
And you love...
That might be next year.
Okay, that's fine. We can do one every year.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Because Rogue One is my shit. Jen Erso, Felicity Jones. Yes, Lord.
Okay. What's his name? Andor?
Andor, yep. Diego Luna. Good actor. All right, guys. So, like, subscribe.
Like and subscribe. Share if you must to friends who might...
Religious folks. Hey, any of you guys got religious folks in your life, send this to them.
Yeah.
Tell them to watch this movie. Comment. Let us know what you think of it. I'm Dom.
I am Jamie.
Let's cover forward.